Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's been a weird winter. That isn't news to any of us, but some of the possible ramifications are raising warning flags, for example, to the possibility of an increase in cases of West Nile virus in the equine industry. State veterinarian Dr. Robert Stout with his perspective.
Well, with the, I guess you'd say, the lack of winter that we've had, the predictions are that the insect season is going to be a bumper crop this year. And certainly mosquitoes are contained in that. And we have advised for several years now that horse owners are advised to consult with their veterinarian and try to immunize their horses with the vaccines that are available against West Nile virus. Because while we haven't seen a great many cases in the last few years, part of that is because people have been vigilant with their vaccination programs.
Dr. Stout then turned me over to Rusty Ford in the State Ag Department, who's tracked West Nile virus since it first arrived with just a handful of cases around a decade ago.
And the following year, once the virus had gotten established within our vector populations and our bird populations, that number jumped to 513 cases.
We'll have more about their concerns for this season in a minute. We'll be right back.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the storm drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil, paint. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for your children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Rusty Ford says mosquitoes spread West Nile, drawing it from birds, passing it to horses. But with the annual immunizations, it stops with the horse.
Since 2003, when I had 102 cases, that was the last year that I saw a vaccinated horse contract the virus. I've had no horses vaccinated following the recommendations of the AAEP that have contracted this virus.
So we may see a bumper crop of mosquitoes, and with the present economy, authorities fear some horse owners may be tempted to pass on the annual immunizations.
Because people haven't been seeing the significant number of infected horses, particularly in these tough economic times, they look at, okay, where can we save a dollar? Okay, well, we don't have West Nile anymore. Let's don't vaccinate this year. And that can come back to haunt you, quite honestly.
West Nile watcher in the Kentucky Ag Department, Rusty Ford. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.